President Trump's two adult sons have been vocal in pushing the narrative that former Vice President Joe Biden's political clout was used to get his son Hunter a high-paying job on a Ukrainian energy board with no qualifications. But a slate of high-priced real estate deals made by the Trump Organization since 2016 is bringing up the question, are the Trump children profiting off their father's presidency? For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jay Willis, staff writer for GQ, who has covered this issue extensively. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So let's first focus on real estate. What stands out about the multi-million dollar deals that Eric and Don Jr. have closed during their father's presidency?
Thank you for having me on. A couple things I'd say off the bat. First of all, just the sheer number of it. When President Trump took office, he transferred control of the Trump Organization to his two sons. They have sold off, according to a Forbes tally, more than $100 million worth of real estate since taking over the organization. Much of that has taken place overseas, despite Trump's pledge when he took office that he would not do any foreign deals while he was in the White House.
Besides that promise being broken, what's wrong with them selling off property?
I think what you have to answer, what you have to think about is sort of the fungibility of the money involved here. And I think the same principle applies to the Trump Hotel in Washington, for which the Trump family has been extensively criticized. People need to stay in hotels, and people want to buy property. But when you look at when the land or when the hotel is owned by the President of the United States, for example, somebody who wants to curry favor with the president who is going to stay in Washington might be a little bit likelier to choose to stay in the Trump Hotel instead of a hotel somewhere else. I think you saw that in the White House's summary of its phone call with Ukraine President Zelensky, which is at issue in the House's impeachment inquiry right now. He told President Trump, he made sure to say that the last time he was in New York City, he stayed in a Trump property. I think you see that just the business interests that the president has are pervading the way American politics is getting done.
And what about Ivanka?
Ivanka, the biggest thing that sticks out to me is that while she has taken, I believe, what she called a temporary leave of absence from her brand, she is sort of continuing to preserve the option to return to that after she leaves the White House. She has continued to receive trademarks to be able to do business in China, where she is very popular. And then also, again, I think we have to take a step back and remember that two of the president's longest-serving and senior-most advisors are his president, or excuse me, are his daughter and his son-in-law, neither of whom have political or policymaking experience, and both of whom are real estate heirs who are related to him. The family has benefited tremendously from him being in the White House, and their attacks on the Biden family are, at the very least, I think, suspect.
And the trademark deals with China for Ivanka, there's been interesting timing on those.
Yes. The first one, if I remember correctly, was granted the day after she had dinner with the Chinese president, which obviously raises questions about whether that could have had any involvement in the process.
Thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. That's Jay Willis, staff writer for GQ.